Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is PDGA Radio for April 16th, 2009. I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski. And on this week's program, we'll have the always popular Results segment, which covers the past weekend's action, along with an update on the 2009 National Tour. Also, a look ahead at the upcoming weekend's tournament action, which does include the third annual National Collegiate Disc Golf Championships. We'll also begin a semi-regular series on some of the world's best local disc golf leagues by making a stop at what might be the biggest league in the world, drawing well over 100 players each week during their season. Those stories and more still to come on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you exclusively by the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, as I'll now run down some of this past weekend's tournament results. With it being the Easter weekend, all of the U.S. events were on Saturday, and they were all C-tiers. We'll start in Burlington, Kentucky, for the Kentucky State Championships, where we see Brad Schick taking the title in a playoff over Matthew Blakely. And it's Liz Schooner winning for the Pro Women by 3 over Nicole Fraser. We'll now head to Tupelo, Mississippi for their April Fool's Fling. There was a huge turnout of non-PDGA members, but it was member 29694 Clayton Nash, impressively earning his first career win. The 8-throw margin gives Nash his first PDGA win, either as an amateur or as a pro. Stephen James won in advanced, Jeff Hawkins wins in advanced masters, and Wright Moorman wins in intermediate, all with scores that could have earned them a top 5 in the open division, along with several other non-PDGA members with great scores, but who were possibly playing in the wrong divisions. Speaking of players in the wrong or different divisions, at least, looking at the results from this past Saturday's Texas Hill Country Throwdown, you'll see the two-time defending women's world champion Valerie Jenkins playing in the open division with the men and placing 5th out of the 17 players. She finishes 11 throws behind the winner, who was Jay Redding. Nico LaCastro was 1 throw back in 2nd place. Elsewhere, Avery Jenkins wins in Iowa. Paul Macbeth beats up Steve Rico in Sylmar, California. Mitch Sonderfan wins in Colorado. Barry Schultz wins in Wisconsin. Buzz Santoff wins in Minnesota. Kyle George gets a win in Ohio. Tony Ellis wins in Virginia. And Matt Dollar wins in Georgia. This next weekend of April 18th and 19th appears to be trying to make up for taking this past Easter Sunday off, as there's currently a full 30 sanctioned events on the calendar for the two-day weekend. They are highlighted by the A-tiers, of course. A couple to choose from. The first is overseas for the Copenhagen Open in Denmark. And here domestically, the Glassblown Open is in Emporia, Kansas, with several top touring pros expected to attend, including former world champion Nate Doss, Avery Jenkins, Nico LaCastro, and the local pro Eric McCabe, as he's attempting to come back from a broken hand he suffered earlier this spring. There's also A-tiers for the Lexington Open in Kentucky and the Texas Women's Championships. quickly trying to highlight some of the other events for this weekend. They include the Windy River Open in Kennewick, Washington, the Under Par Open in Wisconsin. There's a pair of events in Minnesota, the Lone Star Amateur Championships in Texas, the Riverside Drive in Ohio, along with other international events in Australia and the United Kingdom. And of course, you can always check out the PDGA calendar on PDGA.com for the complete list of future events and complete results from previous tournaments.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. As I'll now remind you about the 3rd Annual National Collegiate Disc Golf Championships. They'll be held this upcoming weekend, April 17th through the 19th, at the Hippodrome Disc Golf Course in North Augusta, South Carolina. A full field of 20 college teams from across the country will be competing, trying to dethrone the defending champions from the University of Georgia. This event is put on by the National Collegiate Disc Golf Union. But be on the lookout for PDGA media coverage of the event this entire weekend from PDGA.com, including scoring and photo galleries. For more information regarding the Collegiate Championships, visit the National Collegiate Disc Golf Union's website at ncdgu.com. It's time to get you your PDGA National Tour update, where they still have one more week to prepare for the Green Country Open in northern Oklahoma, April 25th and 26th, the next stop on the National Tour. According to the registration list on PDGA.com, there are still spots available if you're interested in playing. Otherwise, of course, spectators are always welcome too. So make your plans now to visit Pawhuska, Oklahoma for the 2009 Green Country Open. The National Tour will then head to the West Coast for the month of May, first for the Steady Ed Masters Cup from the 15th through the 17th in Santa Cruz, California, and then the next weekend they'll move a little north for the Beaver State Fling in Oregon. And then it's on to the Midwest for the month of June with the Minnesota Majestic the 19th through the 21st, followed up with the National Tour making an 8-hour drive to Kalamazoo, Michigan, the site of last year's World Championships. This year, they're holding the Lower Peninsula Open. The Brent Hambrick Memorial in Ohio and the First Class Challenge of Des Moines, Iowa will be in July before the World Championships in Kansas City this year. Then the Vibram Open at Maple Hill is again the season's final National Tour event. It's scheduled for mid-August, followed by the Women's U.S. Championships in Iowa, September 18th through the 20th, and the USDGC, October 7th through the 10th in South Carolina. Finally, a quick update from two of the leading disc golf manufacturers, where Innova has recently launched a new website specifically for the European disc golf market. Innova Champion Europe will be operated by pro disc golfer Jussi Maresma out of his Finland office. Their new website, simply InnovaEurope.com. Also, while on the Innova site, notice their new site for the game of Dodgeby. According to them, Dodgebys are a soft, washable flying disc made with a nylon-covered soft foam, firm enough to hold its shape, but soft enough to throw and catch easily. Dodgeby is an exciting, fast-paced, interactive game promoting healthy exercise, team sportsmanship, and safe play. You can find the basic rules, alternate games, downloads, much more. That's at Dodgeby.com, or check more out at InnovaDiscs.com. And now from the Discraft newsletter, which I got earlier this week, they have a couple new disc releases, including the Avenger and Avenger SS in their Discraft Pro D plastic, and have announced that the Force and Surge will soon be available in that Pro D plastic. Discraft also has four new models available in their colorful Fly Dye series. You can choose from their unique dye jobs on the ESP or Z Force, or the Z Avenger SS, or a Z Surge SS. They're also still accepting people to host their annual Ace Race contest this year, and have a new set of stickers, said to be good for 5 years. Don't need to worry about those anymore. Anyways, a copy of the Discraft newsletter is available from the Discraft website, that simply discraft.com.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
This week's feature story is on what could possibly be the largest and most popular disc golf league in the world. It is the Sundog Tournament Series, which is held Tuesday nights in Minnesota on courses throughout the Minneapolis and St. Paul metro area. It was originally started in 1994 by Greg Reif, thanks in large part due to Greg's personality, positive attitude, and tireless volunteer efforts, it has continued to grow in popularity and is now in its 16th year, with it currently being operated by a pair of league directors, Matt Kerner and Timmy Gill, who will operate the sometimes chaotic Sundog Tournament Series for 23 weeks this year, with more than 150 players expected to play each week. Yes, 150 players each week, up to 500 different players taking part at least once during the season. I caught up with Matt Kerner this week at Acorn Park in Roseville, Minnesota, as he was trying to prepare for the season's second week, a week in which more than 180 players were competing.
And we are here on a record night for the Sundog, 96 selectors. Tell us about that, and just the turnout, especially tonight. And,
well, traditionally, Acorn always pulls in a lot of people, especially since the eighth hole tends to carry over to this part where it always gets hit because of the number of shorter holes. 96 selectors today is by far a record, and we are expecting a full shotgun start, which means we could have as many as 186 players on the course tonight.
Explain a little bit of the format of Sundog with the flexing and then the regular shotgun start.
The flex start is something we provided first as a convenience for golfers, but then it turned into a convenience for Sundog because it facilitates more people on the course. So what we do is we allow people to show up early from 2 to 4 and register a group and go play in flight. And then we also have a shotgun start in the evening. The format is a basic singles league golf, scratch golf. It's a competitive league, and one of the best things about the format is that we rotate to the many courses that bring the Twin Cities. And this year we are at a Sundog high of 13 courses.
Now, with that many players, you don't like to turn players away. Is there anything you're doing to the schedule, or are you trying to get other people to run leagues on Tuesday nights?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we're being a little bit overrun in many ways, including attendance, and we're kind of playing catch-up right now. In terms of turning people away, we're kind of hoping that the first week is the only week that would happen, but unfortunately, we still can only handle 90 over flex, and what that means is we can only handle 90 people over the amount of the flex, so we are going to have to start turning people away if it gets that big. And surprisingly, tonight is that big. Other than that, we really don't know what we're going to do except encourage more flex starts.
And lastly, what kind of work does it require out of you as far as doing stats and just running the league?
Yes, yeah, the rest of my title, webmaster and stats master. I spent some time developing a spreadsheet and software that handles most of the accounting and the stats and everything for me. That represents a lot of work in the creation, and then I put in a few hours a week doing the actual data entry and the stats. Now with the website, I also update the website with the stats and whatever information I can make time, which is less this year.
Right, you got a line about 10 players getting ready to sign up, and we'll let you get back here in a minute.
Thank you very much, and thanks, CDGA Radio.
Again, that was Matt Kerner, league director of the Sundog Tournament Series out of Minnesota. That night, Sundog did set their new record for attendance with 185 total players. Touring pro disc golfer Kay LaVisca, who is from St. Paul, won that night, shooting a 10 under par for a 3-throw victory. The Sundog Series is a major sponsor for the annual Minnesota Majestic National Tour event, with more than $1,500 annually in added cash given to the Majestic. In addition to the Sundog Series, Kerner and Gill operate weekly leagues during the rest of the year, including the weekly Chili Dog, which is held Saturday afternoons throughout the winter. For more information and the full series schedule and results, you can log on to SundogTournamentSeries.com. And be sure to join PDGA Radio throughout this year, as we hope to highlight some other leagues and tournament series that are being held throughout the disc golf world. Email PDGA Radio@PDGA.com if you're interested in hearing about your local league on a future program. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at PDGA Radio@PDGA.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.